Talk with you now, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler, talking Holton Wildcat girls basketball. The Holton girls wrap up the regular season at 13-7, go 9-5 in the Big 7 League, and a nice end of the season with a couple big wins here in the last week or so, Coach. Win last Friday night over Nemaha Central, and then beating Perry Lecompton Tuesday night as well. Obviously, nothing is easy, but your team closes the regular season going 9-2. You win 9 of your last 11 games, so the girls obviously playing good basketball. But starting out last Friday night, that's a pretty big marquee win to knock off Nemaha Central, 34-30, the final score. Talk about that and what you saw from your team, the resiliency to fight and get that victory.
Yeah, big win for our team and our basketball program last Friday night against Nemaha Central. Team that's going to finish at worst with a share of the league title this year, and a very talented team. We hung around. We didn't play great in the first half, but hung around and stayed in touch with them. In the third quarter, we played maybe our best stretch of basketball season for 8 minutes. Really defended well. We took good care of the basketball, and we were able to turn the game around in the third quarter, outscoring them 17-5, and made big plays down the stretch to close out the game.
You had double-digit efforts that night from Lindsey Wisdom and Macy Patch. Obviously forced a lot of turnovers. The defense has been just so good all season to help compensate for that. And then against Perry Lecompton, another game in which you were down at the end of the first quarter and really tight going into the second half. But, man, what does it say about your girls to be able to make some plays down the stretch and late in the season against these teams a second time to find a way to finish and close out these games with wins?
Yeah, I thought last night against Perry, we started the game a little bit tight, tried to force some things offensively that may not have been there. And I don't know, that could have been a couple of things coming off the win against Nemaha Friday night, senior night, a lot of different things going on. We finally settled down, started playing decent basketball in the middle part of the game, made a nice run late in the second quarter to get the lead. And then on the second half, we kept battling, grinding out possessions. It was a close ball game all night. Perry Lecompton is a much better basketball team than their record shows. And I think if you look at the last couple games they've played, they are right there to win against a pretty good basketball team. So really proud of the way we competed. Shot free throws real well throughout the ball game, 9 for 9, and had some players step up and make big plays at the right time and got a defensive stop to finish the game.
No doubt. Yeah, Lindsey Wisdom with 18 points. Talk about players stepping up. Grace Etzel, a couple big threes in the fourth quarter. I think she and Delaney New hit a triple for you against Nemaha Central as well. So, man, it seems like things are kind of coming together, Coach, as you'd hope at the right time. And now you got a few extra days here to kind of turn your attention and get focused. And I imagine the girls obviously pretty excited now to try to go see what they can do in Substate next week.
Yeah, they are. It's been real fun watching this group grow and develop and come together. The chemistry on the team has been something that's been a work in progress throughout the season, and it's nice to see the work that the girls are putting in paying off, and players finding their roles, stepping into their roles and embracing them and contributing to the team, and not only those that are getting on the floor, but we've got a lot of girls that aren't seeing the floor on varsity nights that are helping us. Been very proud of our whole basketball team, 9 through 12, developing throughout the season, and they're excited about postseason. We're going to, take a little bit of a rest today, try to get ourselves back together, and then we'll find out over the weekend who we're playing, but we'll start practicing hard tomorrow, getting ready for that.
Yeah, it looks like the Holton girls at least get a home game to start the sub-state. That would be on Tuesday night next week. As you mentioned, the brackets won't come out officially till Saturday to know the opponent and how things look. But no doubt we'll be there to broadcast it, Coach, and certainly appreciate your time. Best of luck in sub-state next week.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
Coach Kurt Heisler of the Holton girls will talk Wildcat boys basketball next.